Philbin family is obviously going through a tough time right now, and as we always have, we're a family first philosophy with our organization, with our program. So we're supporting Joe and his family the best we can, and we're holding out hope that this comes to a positive conclusion. Yes, we're prepared to do whatever we need to do as a staff to make sure our football team's ready to go.
Quantify at all how much of a loss that might be in terms of preparation, just the mechanics of what his absence
would be. I'm not going to attempt to. We'll be ready to go. Excuse me? Joe's in Oshkosh.
You watched the Giants game. What stood out to you?
Well, I thought the Giants had a very decisive victory against the Falcons. I think it really started up front on both sides of the ball. I thought they controlled the line of scrimmage offensively with their run game. And really gave their quarterback and their passing game the chance to play downhill and take advantage of some of the one-on-one situations. Defensively, I felt this really pretty much the same way. I thought their defensive line controlled the game, holding them to no points. Obviously, the 2 points came off of the safety. So that was a very impressive victory for the Giants.
I
think it's like a lot of teams that you go through a season, you don't have certain players in certain weeks, but that's the best film that I've seen of the Giants prior to our game 6 weeks ago and from what I've seen so far since our game.
Scheme-wise, do you expect it to be any great differences over such a short stint?
Sure, as in our game or last week?
Do you expect them to really potentially
play? I expect the Giants to come in and play the way they want to play. They offensively, they want to run the football and keep themselves in healthy down distances. They got an excellent perimeter group, established quarterback. Eli's he's a championship caliber quarterback. So, they have a lot of ways to attack you. Offensively, defensively, I think it really starts with their group up front. They got a good 7-man rotation that's been productive. So playing well on special teams, that'll be an excellent challenge for us. Well, they've. I mean, it's a 4-man line scheme. I mean, to run the scheme, you have to have the horses up front to run that type of scheme. And like I said, I think they have a very good 7-man rotation. They're healthy, and they're going to put it on their down linemen to generate the pressure. They played us a lot of 2-shell aggressive man under in our first contest, and their secondary has a lot of experience in it. They have playmakers in their secondary. So it's a very veteran football, very experienced football team, a lot of veterans on defense. This will be an excellent challenge for us.
Two more. That's good.
Do you hear comments from the Giants about guaranteeing the win, that sort of thing? Do you relish that because that gives you both in the like to see things like that?
I would expect the team that it's playing in the divisional playoff round that think they should win the game. So we fully expect to win the game. We're going to prepare throughout the week to win the game. We'll be ready to go Sunday. But that stuff, I think it's – I mean, what are they supposed to say? They're going to lose. I mean, I think a guy should expect to win. I mean, that's the National Football League.
Goes, and how nice is that to have all of your work back, so to speak?
Well, we'll give you an injury report Wednesday, but we're very healthy right now.
Okay.